From the Museum of Science in Boston, this is Pulsar, a podcast where experts answer questions from you, our audience. I'm your host, Eric. At the museum, our exhibit development team works with many experts and scientists when developing new exhibitions and visitor experiences. One great example of this is a company called Econem, which is using technology to digitally preserve important archaeological sites around the world. Our guest today is Bastien Varoutsikos, an archaeologist and director of development at Econem. Bastien, thank you for calling into Pulsar all the way from France.
Thank you very much for having me.
So why don't we start with an overview of Econem and what you are trying to accomplish?
Sure. So Econem is a French startup, a company that aims at digitizing, creating 3D models of cultural heritage sites at risk around the world. The idea is that by creating a model that is sort of a millimetric resolution, we can use this as a database of information at a given point in time, to which we can go back to, a little bit like a library of models, if you will. This is then used for different type of analysis of site management, strategy, development, etc.
So how do you determine which sites that Econem is going to digitally preserve?
I mean, we're working mostly on cultural heritage sites, although we've done a little bit of natural heritage as well. The majority of the sites we're asked to work on are at risk of damage or disappearing due to various causes, so conflict, urban development, unchecked, climatic change. And the type of site basically is dictated either by the colleagues that we work with, the institutions such as UNESCO or ministries of cultures, etc. Or we have a scientific committee that we talk to on a yearly basis that also helps us identify sort of the top 10 of lists to go to.
So you mentioned climate change as something that these sites are vulnerable to, and that's something we're focusing on this month. How specifically is climate change threatening these sites that have been around for hundreds or thousands of years?
The different categories of damage connected to climate change, I think, well, obviously there's the sea level rise. So we have a study from 2014 that predicts that about 20% of World Heritage sites are directly threatened of flooding over the next 20 years. So it's going to be the case in this beautiful site in Albania, Butrint, but then you can just go to the south of France to Arles with a rich Roman heritage. And there's been like heavy flooding events over the past 20 years and like that really threatened those constructions. Climate change also triggers sort of increasingly powerful and unstable climatic events. So flash floods, erosion, thermal shocks, increased wind speed as well. We're seeing archaeological sites sort of melting in front of our eyes, such as like the cliffs of Bamiyan in Afghanistan, for instance. And then there's also like the disappearance of permafrost to some extent, which sometimes is cool because we'll get this baby mammoth. But it also comes with like a series of like hairy destruction of actual information.
So we've had pictures taken of some of these sites for more than 100 years. How does your 3D model go beyond just looking at a really great picture?
Yeah, so the 3D model has to be seen as the raw material. It's only as good as the analysis you'll do on it after that. But the goal is to provide the model at the highest resolution so that this can be used for various type of research after that. It is more exhaustive than a picture because you have a 3D dimension. And then you can take measurements like length, width, volume, and this sounds sort of simple, but all this information is actually quite precious because then it can help you achieve, well, the program we're working on in Bamiyan right now is diachronic approach where we overlapping 3D models of the cliff at like 4 to 5 different years. And we're looking, we're sort of doing a heat map of the erosion by looking at the evolution of the volumes, right? We can also analyze textures, look at the crack of a clay brick on top of the Jam minaret in Afghanistan, or, I mean, and also I think ultimately, it also provides this new space of investigation, right? We create a new access to the sites, either because they're not accessible anymore, because they don't exist anymore. And it acts as a database, so you can also like put in any sort of information you want. You can spatialize this information in the model.
So what kind of technology do you use for these reconstructions?
So there's different technologies, but mostly we use photogrammetry because it was a quick way to capture as much data as possible. And we often work in conflict areas. So to make a 3D model with photogrammetry, you basically take tens of thousands of pictures, right? Either by hand or by putting cameras on a pole or by putting camera on a drone. and you fly over or you walk across a site and you take tens of thousands of pictures, and then you come back and then you use those algorithms, which will transform, you know, if you have enough overlap between several pictures, but from, you know, you'll have the same point, but taken from different angles. And basically now what you can do is use that to transform 2D into 3D.
So the same way that humans have two eyes to get two slightly different points of view, letting us see in three dimensions, you use thousands of different pictures from every direction in order to make a three-dimensional reconstruction that you can then view from any angle, right?
Exactly. It's the same principle. It's the same mechanism. And then photogrammetry also helps you get a better texture as opposed to other techniques like laser, which we also use, but it depends on, you know, the situation.
So how is one of your 3D models useful to an archaeologist who's trying to study one of these sites?
The majority of our current projects basically involve research programs in different countries. So we work with archaeologists, architects, or heritage specialists. It's very much in the DNA of Econet. For researchers, so archaeologists, for instance, in Messinak, it's the site in Afghanistan. I mean, I talk about Afghanistan for personal reason, but also because I think it's one of the areas where Econet was developed, you know. And there was a site, Messinak, which was not accessible for a long time for various reasons. And the 3D model of the site was the only information that a lot of archaeologists had access to for a long time. So as I said, it also acts as a database. So as an archaeologist, you can go back to this model. And especially if you have a model that covers like different years of excavation, you can see that an excavation in 2012 on this particular square, you can zoom in, you see that you have this bone here, this piece of rock here. And so it's a very helpful platform to access the information. From an architectural standpoint, again, you can extract a lot of architectural documentation from a 3D model via elevation sections, etc., because you can vectorize the 3D model after that. So you get those plans basically, and then you can carry out an architectural assessment on the 3D model if you're not able to go to the site, which is currently the case for a project that we're doing in Yemen.
So this sounds really useful for researchers, but what about the public? I'm sure our listeners would like to see some of these models. Is there any way that you're sharing them more widely?
Absolutely. So again, in the DNA of the company, there is very much this desire to share the information. First, we're producing a lot of exhibition or producing content for exhibition. We had one of the Freer Cycler Gallery. Actually, we just put online 2 days ago a series of 20 3D models that we had digitized, available to anyone, app.econem.com. The objective for us is to add on to those and just, you know, put as much model as possible for everyone to access.
And how does it feel knowing that you're doing work to preserve these sites in a digital form that will last for decades or longer, possibly longer even than the sites themselves will physically exist?
I mean, it always depresses me to think about a site not being there anymore in the future. And the 3D model is never going to replace the real thing. There's a materiality, you know, that I think people and researchers love to experience, but there's a sense of mission in the work that we do that I think is shared by everyone at Econet. Which is, if you can't necessarily always preserve the real thing, getting as much information on it is the next best thing.
Well said. Well, thank you, Bastien, for talking to us today.
Thank you, Eric.
For more information, you can visit Econem's website. That's Econem.com. And to take a look at those models, you can visit app.econem.com. If you'd like to have one of your questions answered by a visiting expert, you can email them to sciencequestions@mos.org. And if you enjoyed this episode of Pulsar, please visit www.mos.org/sciencematters to support MOS at home. That's it for this episode of Pulsar. Join us again soon.